Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Monday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. Listen, I'm not going to lie. It is a beautiful Monday morning. Have a look outside.
Stunning day, Mike.
I don't know what that big red ball in the eastern sky was. If that was like
stunning,
was that the moon or the sun? Because it was like a really big sun. Did you see it?
This morning.
Oh, you didn't see it. You were looking at the
runner. Yeah, looking at the runner.
I saw the sunrise this morning.
Yeah.
And then the runner.
And the moon. Did the moon also have a bright red rise as well over the ocean? What was that?
Yeah, but the moon was a couple of days. I was too late.
Anyway, it is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. We had a beautiful weekend. Everything's just beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah.
And Sky comes in here with this attitude.
Yeah.
No, there's no attitude here. No attitude.
Look at the way he says no attitude is so attitude-y.
So obviously the Springbok thing happened on Saturday.
There was a rugby match. There was the world. There was the world champions
against the best team in the world at the moment.
So one of them was going to win, right?
So the Springboks were never meant to win, right? We had all written them off, and rightly so. The match itself. To think that I woke up so early, had a couple of mates over, bacon and egg and croissant and a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, I don't do that anymore, but I did it for the Springboks this weekend.
Yeah.
And then to get that performance again, it was the worst rugby match I have seen in a long time.
No, that's a bit dram.
From both sides.
Why?
So we had the All Blacks who were, I think, terrible. Yeah. I've never seen an All Blacks team make so many errors. And then we had the Springboks.
Because of the pressure we put on them.
We had exactly. And we had the Springboks who all they wanted to do is play negative rugby.
Yeah.
And
which stopped the All Blacks from scoring in the first half. Yeah.
Well, they scored they actually scored in the first half.
Yeah.
So
once.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
So a bad team against an even more negative team in terms of the Springboks.
Yeah.
The coach now has lost 3 matches in a row.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start having that conversation.
You guys are doing that thing. Why are you always
the
coach?
I guess the last time someone lost 3 in a row, I don't know.
Why can't you blame the captain?
Listen, because he was great, by the way. Siya Kolisi was fantastic.
Kids, blame the fly-off.
And I don't say that enough. Siya Kolisi was flipping good on Saturday.
Game of his life.
Yeah, game of his life.
Yeah.
The last time a coach lost 3 matches in a row... He got sacked.
You timed it perfectly.
Thank you.
She didn't even watch that. Did you hear what I said?
I said the
last time a coach lost 3 matches in the Springbok, he got sacked. His name was Alistair Kutsia. And he was playing much better rugby than this.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying we must bring back Alistair or go back to that kind of rugby.
Mm.
But, I mean, sometimes, I understand the kicking thing.
Yeah.
I understand it. But sometimes common sense has to prevail, bro.
You
know what I mean? Like, because I feel like the Springboks are playing like robots at the moment.
Yeah.
That coach said we must kick. But when you're in the 22, you've put them under pressure for the last 3 minutes on attack, and then you kick
go
the
for
ball.
The try.
Go, even Gary Miller said, Can we send that to Jacques Nienaber, please? Yeah. Like, please.
You're saying maybe the Springboks need to learn to tackle that Bitcoin.
With the Luna.
Yeah. So the Springboks have downloaded the app.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give you about 6 days.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you now that on Saturday the All Blacks won't be as bad as this.
Yeah.
We will still do the same thing, and we are gonna lose by 30 points on Saturday.
Wow, okay, Sky,
I would like to take a side bet.
We are losing by 30 points against the All Blacks this coming Saturday.
I say the points difference won't be more than 9.
Okay, so we'll still lose.
But I'm going to take a bet on that. There won't be a greater than 9.
Okay, so I'm going
difference.
For 30.
Okay, you can say by 30.
30 points.
I'll even give you in the ballpark of 30.
Okay.
Okay, how much would you like to put down on that?
200 Rand.
200
Rand.
I said the box will win by 2.
Okay, bear witness.
Okay, yes. We can't do it anymore. We have to do It's on video.
Oh, my word. We can't shake.
We can't shake.
Oh, no, what are you doing?
No more shaking, Mike.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.